Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com, presented by Bet365. We're back. We're back, baby. Did you miss us? I missed you. After a few weeks off after Super Bowl, got to catch our breath. Dell took some vacation. Lucky duck. We're back for what is going to be an exciting spring, and it all starts with the big dance this week. NCAA tournaments tipping off. We got college hoops analyst Brandon Ramsey from Kentucky Sports Radio. He's going to come in, talk all things March Madness. We're going to run down some of my round of 64 best bets, and then we're going to wrap it up. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365, going to come in and talk all things NCAA tournament betting, give us those action reports in the two-minute drill. Before we get on with the show, a quick reminder, please rate and review the podcast when you get a second on whatever platform it is that you choose to do so. We appreciate that, and let's start the clock. 600 seconds for March Madness. Joining us on the Sharp 600, Brandon Ramsey, college hoops analyst from Kentucky Sports Radio. Thanks so much for coming on, Brandon. I know this is a busy time. Let's start with the number one seeds, and we look at UNC kind of getting that default number one seed between them and Tennessee. No one really wanted that one. Which number one seed do you think is going to fall first here in the bracket?
Gosh, well, it seems hard to not say Purdue, right? Because they might lose to the 16 seed. But, but no, in all honesty, I actually went with Houston here.
Okay. Because
I think that 8-9 matchup for them is really tough. I think Nebraska and Texas A&M are both teams that can give them trouble. And if the game gets into the 70s or so, we know it can be a little tougher for the Cougars.
Hey, one of the first bad things I've heard said about Houston right now. Parity, kind of the name of the game in college hoops. Over the last decade or so, we've seen some mid-major teams make good runs into the tournament. Give us the three most dangerous NCAA teams that we have no idea that they existed. Give us those feisty mid-majors and while they'll make noise in the round of 64.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at the mid-major teams, I really like teams that have won a lot of games, which, you know, several of these teams have, but, you know, teams that have won a lot of games and that can really shoot. And I think one team that some people probably have heard of a little bit because of Buckyball and all that at Samford, that they're playing Kansas in the first round. That's a team that has 29 wins. They shoot at a pretty high level. I think they're 39.3% from three. They have a five-man and a Kura who's kind of a different, very unique player. I think they can give some people problems. Mm-hmm. You look at Grand Canyon, a 12 seed that they're playing another, you know, quasi-mid-major in St. Mary's. Again, 29 wins. Tyon Grant Foster, this is a high-major type of player. Bryce Drew is no stranger to some March Madness himself, their coach. And then, unfortunately, you can probably see the UK here, but I have to go with Oakland, actually. This is a team that, obviously, I've started to watch a little bit more of, but it's a unique first-round matchup because they play sort of a weird matchup zone, which can be tough to go against. They're another team that shoots at a really high level for three.
Yep.
They have a guy in Jake Golkey that shot 327 of 335 shots from three, which is kind of crazy. And their non-conference schedule was 15th toughest in the country. So they only have 23 wins, but they've played a lot tougher schedule than some of these other people.
Yeah, not going to be wowed by the big stage when they come up on those big opponents. That's right. Good. Nice to see you see Grand Canyon, because I have them plus 5.5 for that matchup.
With there we go.
Yeah. So let's run it down region by region. We're going to play a little game that we like. It's Mary, Fuck, Kill, except with a sharp 600 twist here. So Mary is going to be your favorite team or your best bet in that region. Fuck is going to be the sexy team that may make some noise, hold some value. And Kill is going to be that worst team that fade in the round of 64. So we'll start with the East region. So give us the old Mary, Fuck, Kill on this region.
Yeah, I went UConn, Illinois, and Drake here. I think, you know, in terms of the best bet, the Mary category, I mean, it's hard to not have it be UConn.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the Drake side of things, I really only went with that because I think Washington State's actually pretty darn good as a 7 seed. I mean, they're the second-best team in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. How good is the Pac-12? I don't know. But that was really the only reason I'm sort of fading Drake a little bit, is I actually just kind of like Kyle Smith's team and the Cougars a little bit there.
All right. And Illinois, always fun to watch, of course.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's an elite offense and a not-so-good defense, so they kind of fit that, you know, sexy moniker about as well as anybody.
They do. All right, let's go to the South. And you said Houston could be that first number one to fall. What do you think about the South?
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe I'm hedging my bets here, but it's hard to still not go. I mean, it's hard to not go with the Cougars because they are so, I mean, they're so good defensively. Yep. And there's so much they bring to the table there. To me, Florida is a team that can make a run. That's sort of, you know, in that sexy category where, I mean, even without Micah Hanglotten, I mean, Walter Clayton Jr. and Zion Polian, their guards are so good. Mm-hmm. And that's another, you know, high-tempo offensive team there. I'm fading the Duke Blue Devils here. They just haven't beaten anybody that's all that good. The ACC was so down this year. It's hard for me to get excited about Duke in a region where they're going to have to play some good people.
Absolutely agree with you on that. Bad starts for them, too. They start slow. Let's go Midwest. So, marry, fuck, kill Midwest.
Midwest, I'm going Tennessee, Gonzaga, Kansas.
All right.
Here, I really like this Volunteers team. I know that's controversial as somebody that works for Kentucky Sports Radio. I think that with what they can do defensively and then with Dalton Connect, I just think that their offensive floor is a little bit higher than what some of these other Rick Barnes teams have been over the years. And I think that'll matter in March Madness, where you might not see them get tripped up as easily because they have somebody that can kind of go on a run. And then with Gonzaga, I watched them in person at Rupp Arena somewhat unfortunately. And I really like the way they've been playing the last, you know, probably month or so of the season. That went from they were on the bubble to now being a 5 seed, you know, one of the hotter teams around, I think. And then Kansas, I mean, they have health concerns. They have scoring concerns, even if they are healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's just a lot of things that could go wrong there, I think, with the Jayhawks.
All right, I've heard contrasting opinions on KU, but we'll see. And finally, I'm covering the West this March Madness. Let's go Mary Fuck Kill in the West. I'm interested to hear what you have to say here.
Yep, I'm going Arizona and then maybe a little off the board with New Mexico.
Okay.
I really like this Lobos team. I actually have a Final Four future on them from before the season.
Oh.
So I'm just glad they got into the tournament to at least keep that alive.
Yeah.
I'm fading Alabama a little bit just with the way they finished the season. Yeah. I think they kind of came back down to earth. There's obviously the 3-point variance factor with them that, you know, it can get hot for a couple games, but then it could come crashing down probably on opening night if it doesn't go well. But I do like New Mexico. I think they have really good guard play, and they have enough pieces there with again, some kind of high major talent that you could see this team knock off a couple people.
All right, really, really quick here. Give us your Final Four, who you see in the final game, who's going to take this tournament in the end.
Yep, I went UConn against Arizona and then Houston against Tennessee, again, kind of going against what I said to top us off here. But And then I have UConn over Tennessee in the championship. I think they're going to get it done back-to-back. I think they just have – they're the most complete team in college basketball to me.
All right. That's Brandon Ramsey from Kentucky Sports Radio. Brandon, where can the people follow you and get your work?
Absolutely. You can find my personal podcast, the Brandon Ramsey College Basketball Show, on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, for any of my work, whether it's on KentuckySportsRadio.com or the podcast, you can find on Twitter at BRamseyKSR.
All right. That's awesome. Good luck with the bracket, buddy.
Yep. Thanks, Jason.
At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Couple quick picks for round of 64. Odds courtesy Bet365. They are subject to change before tip-off. We're going with Arizona guard Pelle Larsen. Over 3.5 assists for Arizona, which is a team that racks up the assists and the assist to field goal rate. They take on a Long Beach State defense. Very aggressive. They give up a ton of assists. I like Larsen to have more than 3.5, minus 115 odds. Take a Dayton money line. The Flyers come in here. They don't foul anyone. Actually, the fifth fewest fouls, taking on a Wolfpack team in Nevada that is reliant on getting to the line and scoring from the stripe. 24% of their offense coming from the foul line. Ain't going to be there. Dayton money line. Take Grand Canyon plus 5.5. The mid-major team, we talked about them briefly. Extremely good on both sides of the ball. They have a talent in Grant Foster, who's fantastic. I like them to beat St. Mary's, or at least stay within this 5.5-point spread as an underdog. 2 minute drill time, and our guy Aaron Waterworth from Bet365 is back. Aaron, welcome back.
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. National title futures. Who are you guys cheering against? Which teams are drawing action here since Selection Sunday?
I mean, really, you know, UConn all year, steady favorite. So we're looking to swerve them. Kentucky, North Carolina, probably the next two worst ones. Since the update, you know, since obviously the final field's been announced, Purdue seed action, North Carolina, Iowa State, Houston. Houston's getting a lot more popular.
All right, round of 64 matchups. Notable action, where have the biggest adjustments been?
I think one of the bigger ones, you know, not a huge line move, but flipping favorites. Drake, very popular against Washington State. That one's flipped from 1.5 Wash State to 1.5 Drake. Mm-hmm. BYU's gone from 7.5 to 9.5. A few total movers. Gonzaga, McNeese State's gone from 145.5 to 150. TCU, Utah State, 146.5 to 150.5. UAB, San Diego State, 139 from 134.5.
All right, player props. Definitely picked up in college hoops over the last 2 years or so. Explain the popularity. What are we expecting to see from player props here for the NCAA tournament?
I think, you know, look at player props, always very popular. They're becoming more popular week on week. Nothing like the NBA, but the player prop stuff. Points take about two and a half to three times more than rebounds and assists, which are fairly equal to each other. We expect a much bigger uptick in market in action, especially once we get Elite Eight and onwards.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot more plays on players in those teams.
All right. And we got to talk about the women's side. This tournament is stacked. A lot of contenders. How's the futures market look for the women's bracket?
Heavy LSU in South Carolina, no surprise there, especially since South Carolina's gone short Fab.
Yeah.
Starting to see some action on Texas and Ohio State as well.
All right. And let's go. Best bet for round of 64.
I'm taking a dog here. I think a lot of people do. I'm taking College of Charleston plus 9.5 against a reeling Alabama defense right now.
All right. We did it. We got it under 2 minutes this year.
Two minute drill. Get in there.
That's a good sign. All right. That is it. NCAA Tournament Edition of the Sharp 600 Podcast in the can. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you,
Dell. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to be back with Sweet 60 next week. Following that, Final Four, looking at all that NCAA action. A reminder, please rate and review the podcast when you get a couple seconds. Until then, best of luck in the bracket. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.